When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Is there an unusual part of the world, or even your own country, state, province, or city that you enjoy showing off? If so, maybe, just maybe, you might be interested in starting your own part-time tour business. That's what happened with today's featured case study. He had found a way to make a life for himself by working remotely so he could travel, living in and visiting lots of different countries, and one of them that he loved in particular was Myanmar, also known as Burma. His friends kept asking him to lead tours there, and he finally agreed. But as an off-the-beaten-path traveler, he didn't want to stick to the usual sites, so his untours, as he called them, would be anything but typical. These untours offer adventure and unpredictability. They also earn him an extra $7,000 every time he does one. Stay tuned for the story.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In many ways, Dustin Main was living the dream. He had a successful travel gear blog called Too Many Adapters and was working remotely out of Thailand. As his visa time ran out, he took the usual trip across the border to get his passport restamped. He had to do that every 30 days. Except this time, one particular trip, he did something unusual. Instead of just crossing the border and then crossing back, he decided to stay a few days in the country known as Myanmar, used to be known as Burma, before going back to Chiang Mai. It was a very different country, exotic in a new way. In just a couple of days of hanging out across the border, Dustin was captivated. He had to get back to work in Thailand, but he couldn't stop thinking about his new discovery. Over the next few years, Dustin visited Myanmar over a dozen times, getting to know it well. A skilled photographer, he even produced a photo exhibition for a gallery in the U.S. titled This Myanmar Life that told the story of the country's shift from oppressive military rule to blossoming open nation. And before long, people started asking Dustin to take them with him. By this point, he knew a much deeper side of the country than most tourists, had many local friends, knew a bit of the language, and understood how to navigate the often unpredictable country. But before he made his own tour, he wanted to try an exotic, unusual tour for himself. So he went to a country that most Americans and Canadians can only visit with a guide. That country is Iran. A friend of his was Iranian, so Dustin was able to take the tour of a lifetime. And he noticed it was so different than the big tour bus groups that were going by. They ate at local restaurants, went to food festivals, and walked around abandoned mud villages. It was a beautiful, humbling experience. And Dustin knew he could do the same thing for people in Myanmar. So it was time to start planning. He wanted to keep the tour small, just 8 people maximum. This meant his earning potential was limited, but it also meant he could make the tour intimate in a way that's usually impossible. In fact, he didn't even call it a tour. He called it an untour. He contacted guest houses he'd stayed in before, he called up some local guides and experts, and he crafted a rough schedule. For 2 weeks, he'd take his guests across the country to various cities, festivals, and historical sites. For a trial run, Dustin took his mom to Myanmar. It was a fantastic experience, she loved it, and he knew it was time to start selling. So when Dustin sent out his first email to friends and followers saying he was going to open up an 8-person untour of Myanmar, he had his first sign up within a couple hours. After that, it was slower going. It took a few months to fully sell out because this was an almost $3,000 tour, but Dustin did it. His first untour to Myanmar was fully booked. Meeting the guests at the airport to start the tour was a surreal experience. They had trusted him with thousands of dollars and nearly 2 weeks of their time. Now it was his turn to deliver. The untour group drank chai at neighborhood cafes, visited temples after dark, and finally, at the end, attended the Festival of Lights. At this massive festival, locals sent hot air balloons high into the sky, and these hot air balloons are loaded with fireworks. It's an annual event that features one of the most wild and amazing fireworks shows in the world. That tour didn't go off without a hitch. There were some issues, and some plans had to be changed along the way. By the end, however, everyone was smiling and had a story they'd never forget. Dustin has led 6 more untours after that experience, each a little different, and he's found some ways to reduce the burden. First, he hired one of his guides in Myanmar as an assistant. She could help plan travel, pre-order food for the group to save lots of time, and have alternative plans thought up whenever they had to make a change. Second, he started giving the group 2 free days throughout the tour so that they could go out and do something on their own. Dustin is an introvert, like me. Shout out to all our introverts out there. And those 2 days to recharge by himself helped him enjoy the untours much more. And third, he's now an expert at setting expectations. It's important that everyone on the tour knows that infrastructure in Myanmar can be unorganized. Also, the food is not something that most people are used to, very different from Thai food. And that's all part of the journey. Establishing these expectations up front has smoothed out a lot of tense moments. Because, as he says, you just never really know when something unusual is going to come up in Myanmar. These days, he runs 2 untours each year. All of his previous guests have turned into word-of-mouth evangelists, so he's not having too tough of a time selling out anymore. After expenses, these tours generate roughly $14,000 per year in profit for Dustin, and he's still looking to grow. Later this year, he'll release a book about Myanmar. He's also planning to introduce the country of Jordan as his next untour destination. If you're interested in going along, maybe you should check out his site to book an unpredictable adventure. Well, this was a fun episode for me to work on. I remember visiting Myanmar way back in, I was trying to remember what year it was, 2006, I believe. I had just moved back to the U.S. After spending several years living on a hospital ship in West Africa. And so I did this trip to Southeast Asia where I went to Hong Kong for the first time and Singapore for the first time, a couple other spots, but I also did a few days in Myanmar. And, you know, back then it was certainly not like any place I had been to. And I'm sure it's changed so much since then, but I also do know that it's still very much a lesser traveled place compared to everything else in the region. So good for Dustin in taking these small, intimate tours, which seem very respectful and very focused on culture. Now, he also said, we had some comments from him. He said, it's really amazing for me to be able to share my enthusiasm and passion for the country of Myanmar and its people. Not only that, but to be able to experience the country through fresh eyes gives me joy. And on the business side, he said, tour companies typically make money by selling as many seats as possible. And by limiting mine to 8 people max, I'm really cutting out the main profit maker. That means I need to sell out to make it worthwhile for me to run, which can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster, as sometimes I can go months without bookings, sometimes wondering if I should even be doing this, but then I'll sell 5 seats in a week. So lots to take away from that. Obviously, he does this, you know, for the joy, for the passion, because it's something he believes in. But because it's a side hustle, it is profitable. So that's great. It's not something it sounds like he wants to do full time. It's just something that complements all the other projects and all the other work he does. If you'd like to check it out, we'll be sure to link up his site and his Instagram on the show notes page. He's got some really beautiful photographs as well. That page is sidehustleschool.com/747. 747, just like the plane that might take you to Myanmar. You never know. All right, thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.